Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited and honored to be here with you today. Thank you for listening and for tuning in. It's Friday the 13th, and it was so wonderful. This morning, I received a text from a friend, and that says, today's Friday the 13th, and this has been my luckiest day for the last 40 years. And I thought, fantastic you. Well done you, turning such a gloomy, doomy day, you know, based on what they have told us, that Friday the 13th is a unlucky day or a day to be in fear. She has turned it around. And I just love it when we take the negative and we turn it positive and we flip the script and we make things better for ourselves. So today we have an exciting show planned. Not only are we bringing the stories of hope, amazing business consultants, entrepreneurs, coaches, healers, teachers, storytellers that come on here to share their incredible wins and how they're making the world a better place. But right after this show, we're going to go live at 1 p.m. with Joan Sharp, how to change the conversation from money to vision. And then at 1:30, we have the new, brand new superstar here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, Diane McClay. And Diane is helping others live empowered through making choices. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be here. For the next couple of hours, just sit back, grab a pen, grab a water or a tea, and join us today for this fabulous lineup. Let me introduce you to my first guest. My first guest is Deborah O'Grady, and she has traveled the world, and she is a brand coach. She's done so much on branding and business that she helps others set up their businesses. And she set up her own business as a brand coach. And she's helped many, many entrepreneurs grow their brand. Welcome to the show today.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's wonderful to have you. So you are in the UK.
That's right. Yeah.
So what time is it over there now?
It's 8. Yeah, it's just after 8 in the evening.
Yes, it's after 8. So thank you so much for, isn't it great, the internet? We can come on here and we can inspire each other no matter where we are. Don't you just love that?
Yeah, it makes the world a smaller place.
It really does. It really does.
In a nice way.
In a nice way. Yeah, it is, you know, the saying, it is a small world after all.
Yeah.
It really truly is. Yeah, it's a wonderful way for us to connect. It's so nice to meet you. So how did you get started in being a brand coach? You know, because you also had been working in a corporate environment, right, prior to, yeah. And then you came into your own and you started helping others grow their business, but you also did this for yourself.
Yeah. So, I started in branding 25 years ago, working for Coca-Cola, Hugo Boss, lots of blue chip brands. And I had one of those epiphany moments. People might call it a breakdown. Other people might call it a spiritual awakening, where I was just sat in a well-known brand's boardroom table, just kind of sat there working on a project, and I just thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I just don't want to do it anymore. I want to make more of a difference. I want to work with people. I want to kind of make them feel good and bring that that kind of special uniqueness into their business. And so I made a switch, and it kind of just took off from there. So I've been doing this now for a couple of years, maybe coming up to 3 years. And the people that I work with are just so special. They are so special. Like my one-to-ones and students, it's just awesome.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, you know, because nowadays it really does require a continuous pivot in branding, yeah. Right? You know, we have to be consistent with our brand, and it does take a long time to grow a brand and be well known. So what tips can you give us in that arena?
I think it's about understanding that a brand needs to evolve. It does evolve. So you need to get so crystal clear on who you are as a person. It's that all those kind of self-development programs that you've done is so fantastic, because that's working to understand yourself better. But actually, when you start working with a client, you see things that they don't see in themselves. And it's those quirks or those, you know, life experiences that make them stand out, that make them different. So it's a great point what you said. It takes time. You know, when you're launching as a personal brand, it takes a good kind of 6 months to a year for people to go, oh, it's her, you know, and people can get so bored, like, oh, I want to just change my messaging. I'm just going to tweak my title. But, you know, you can't do that with a brand. You know, you need to repeat and repeat and repeat. I always say it, you know, you're saying the same thing all the time. Don't reinvent, just, you know, keep saying the same things. It's just brilliant.
Yeah. So it's so true. It does take a while, and it does require to be consistent with the branding, because as you know, you help many people evolve and grow their brand. And so you experience it firsthand. So how is it that do you have openings for clients nowadays? How, you know, do you see people? Do you have room for people to contact you?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm actually running a 5-day event free, and it kicks off on the 25th, and it's going to really help people. Sorry, 23rd for 5 days. And it's a free event, and it's going to help people connect to their brand superpowers so they can instill it into their business. So it's going to be 5 days of me coaching them live. Q&A's, working on design, visuals, positioning, you know, there's going to be some really exciting things. So
what I'd like to do is get that event where you have it posted so that we can put it in the YouTube description underneath all of this so that people can sign up for it. Because I'm personally working with several people right now that are working on their brand that I'd like to just send them over. But, you know, let's put that link, send it to Ashley. The lady that connected to the show, send it to Ashley so that she can put it in with the promotions as we're promoting it out. Because it's so important, you know, the branding. And anytime there's a free event like this, it's like there's always such great information to share. And from a seasoned veteran like yourself.
I think really the word brand is so misunderstood. You know, it's can be so misunderstood. People think it's visuals, it's a logo. Guess what? You do not need a logo to have a good brand.
That's another myth that can be busted right through. It's not like you need all of these things, because a lot of people think, oh, I have to have this, I have to have this, I have that. So what did you think? You did a little bit of stalking on me. And what did you think about my you know, how we look here on the...
I think it needs to be dialed up, but I can feel the heartfelt kind of soul coming through. That felt really nice and soft. But I think there's kind of tweaking the messaging, so it's really more powerful. And actually meeting with you now, you know, there's not just there's a strength there as well, you know. So there's the kind, you know, and the soulful, and but then there's the strength of a strong, experienced woman. And you know, contrast is great in a brand. you know, kind of the woo and the strategy. Perfect. You know, kind of, we try to sometimes leave things out of our brand, you know, but it's collecting all those things of years and years of experience and amalgamating it. And that's when the magic happens.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you, Deborah, for coming on and for sharing your wisdom with us today. And also, we're going to post your information into the YouTube description so that people can sign up for your event. We're definitely going to be checking you out. Thank you, Deborah O'Grady, for coming on, and my best to you.
You too. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio. Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Cornelia Stephanie here on the Stories of Hope today. I really, really enjoyed learning all about building your brand, growing your brand. And now without a healthy body, who would we be? My next guest is Tammy Oram, and she's a master therapeutic counselor. She's a nutritional therapist. She's a Reiki master. And she's also best known for couples counseling. We don't have her on video, but we definitely have her on audio. Welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Cornelia, for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. You know, there's so many things that I want to ask you right off the bat. You know, the thing that really struck out for me is the best known for couple counseling. And that's, you know, so needed in the world right now because there's so many relationships that are in flux and really in need for counseling. And then at the same time, we've got the nutritional piece that's so important too, that so many people are looking to take the reins on their healing, right?
Absolutely. I'm very much a holistic approach person, and I started off being a counselor, and then our daughter has a very sensitive digestive system, and then that what brought me into the nutritional therapy. And then with the holistic model, it's the biopsychosocial spiritual model. And then I went into more of the Reiki and the access bars to start to understand all of our energy fields and just a different way of healing. So if we can't work on stuck emotions or something, sometimes if we calm the nervous system down using Reiki, some other types of things pop up for us. And then to round it out, for the physical health, I'm also a Pilates instructor. So I really have embraced the holistic model.
Yeah. And so you mentioned your daughter and you said your daughter was, what did you say, sensitive?
She's a sensitive soul, and her digestive system was just out of whack. And they actually had her in Children's Hospital thinking that she had IBS, and it wasn't. It was just more of her nervous system and just learning about different nutrients that our body needs. And yeah, we just totally helped her entire system.
That's wonderful. So what your household must be, you know, an interesting household because it's all, it evolves around nutrition and holistic health and healing and taking care of your physical body. And what is it that you love about that?
Well, again, we are more than just one part of ourselves. We're more than our physical bodies. We're more than our mentally emotional selves. And we're more than, it's our social connections and our belief system and where we belong in the world, in our community, our society, in the world in itself. So yes, my husband and I, we've been married for over 31 years. We have three children. Our eldest is a NICU nurse. So all the little babies. Our son is a trained firefighter, and our youngest is doing her schooling for holistic nutrition and wellness coaching. And all of our kids have been raised with the five love languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. We practice it. In fact, it's almost like a prerequisite to date our son is that you have to read the book first. So it's an extremely powerful, simple concept, yet extremely powerful.
Wow, that's extraordinary that, you know, these are your values. And so the values of how you raised your family, how you raised your children. And now, you know, that's extending out further into the world. And then do you also recommend this to your clients as well?
Yes, we do. I'm very well known in the area. So I'm in Kamloops, BC, British Columbia, in Canada. So your guys' neighbor to the north. And I'm very known for workshops. It is my number one workshop request. And I work with my couples clients. I work with my individual clients on the love language probably every single day. I have a personal development book club, and our book club just finished the five love languages at their request. So it's like I said, it's 200 pages, I think it's the book. And so do you want me to go more into the five love languages and explain what that is?
Sure. Why don't you explain it to the audience that is listening to about the book today for the first time that are hearing this?
Sounds good. Okay. So Dr. Gary Chapman came up with the five love languages. So we all have different ways of receiving and kind of showing our love and appreciation. And it is our responsibility to know our love language and to share it with others. So the five languages are words of affirmation. Words are extremely powerful. So it can be as simple as, hey, beautiful, or wow, this is great. Thanks for making dinner. All of these just simple words that mean an awful lot. Quality time is like the focused one-on-one attention with someone. It can be a goal. It could be just spending, like having a quality conversation. Like communication is really important in that quality time. Receiving gifts is another one. So it's not only, it's that you're thinking about that person. So an example is, say you're heading into the grocery store and you bypass the flowers and you're like, oh, mom really likes Gerber Daisy. It's stopping, picking up that Gerber Daisy and then say, mom, look what I got you. It's something tangible that the person can actually touch. They're very tactile and it means a lot to them. Acts of service is another one. And it's doing something for another person in which they would probably do themselves. Taking out the garbage or making dinner, making the bed, like just simple everyday things. And the last but not least is physical touch. Physical touch is not necessarily like a sexual touch. It's holding hands. It's putting your hand on their shoulder. It's just your closeness. If you're watching TV, it's sharing like the sofa and snuggling up together. So not only can we use this with a significant other or partner, we can use it with our children. I've given talks to like the school districts or words of appreciation in the workplace. All of these things, and it's an incredible, powerful thing, because if you're doing something that another person is not receiving, and I now call my workshop High Five and Miss It. Because if you keep high-fiving, you keep missing, eventually you're like, ah, why bother?
Yeah.
But if you're nailing, if you're actually connecting, everyone's like, yeah, good job. And everyone feels better. So it's our responsibility to know what ours is and then to share it. So actually our son, he's like, mom, remember the taco thing that you shared? So I'm going to share that because it's a really simple concept. So with the five love languages, words of affirmation would be, your tacos are delicious. Acts of service would be, I made you tacos. Receiving gifts is, here's a taco. Quality time, let's go out for tacos together. And last but not least, again, physical touch, let me hold you like a taco.
That's great. That's great. I love that. I love how you've taken this amazing, because I have never read the book, but I am a self-love activist. And but it's a great concept to, you know, do workshops around this. And I love that you said that this is your number one requested workshop. Let the audience know how they can find out more about you. Give us your social media. And give us the name of the book again so that we can put it out there again so that people that heard you that can go out and get that book.
Sure. So you can reach me. I have a website. It's www.tammyorum.com. On Facebook is Tammy Orum Counselor. And that's the Canadian way of spelling counselors with two L's. And of course, you can find me on Instagram at Tammy Orum. So the book is The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman. Again, it's a super simple read. It's also on Audible, so you can listen to it. He has DVDs. There's a whole series for children, military, everything. And this time, we really have to be creative because we may not have that physical closeness. And it can be a lot of fun to be creative and have our bubble and just, it's a lot of fun when we start to understand how simple it is.
Yeah. I thank you so much. You inspired me. I want to go get it myself because I work with a lot of people and that way I can share that with them as well. You inspired me to go get it now.
Absolutely.
And Thank you so much, Tammy Oram, for coming on today. Sorry we couldn't have you on the video, but definitely we can catch you on Facebook and follow you on the social media. Thank you for coming on and sharing also about the taco story. It's a great catch. So thank you for
Thanks
that.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com under the Register tab. That's ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I hope that you're enjoying it as much as I do. Our last guest talked to us about the five love languages, and that is really an awesome book. And so I've heard many people talk about it, but I personally haven't read it. But it's definitely, she inspired me to now go get it myself, because, you know, people are always looking ways to connect and to be able to communicate your love language. She made that a prerequisite for all her children. And then also, when the children go off and get married, their partners, can you imagine how awesome is it going to be when the boys of the family, the men of the family, know how to communicate, hello, their love language to the women. I mean, I just think that's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's absolutely gorgeous. So we definitely need to spread more of that around. And so my next guest, I'm really excited to introduce her as well. Her name is Nadine Searle, and she helps busy, successful people with overwhelm. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me, Cornelia. I'm pleased to be here.
Yes, it's nice to. Now, tell me where you're from.
I'm in England. So, yes, another one. I think your first lady was from England, wasn't she?
Yes, we do get a lot of people from England, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And so it's obviously about 8 o'clock there now for you.
It is, yes, 8:30. Yep.
So thank you so much for saying yes and for coming on and sharing your beautiful self, your wisdom with our audience. So, I mean, you know, you help busy people with overwhelm. And so it's like, there's so many people that are busy and there's so many people that are in overwhelm.
Totally. You're absolutely right. Yes.
Okay, and so take us, you know, how did you get started in this? And, you know, take us to it.
Well, I do what I do now. My business, as you know, is called Calmer Self, and I help people reduce their stress and anxiety and build confidence and self-esteem. Like you say, step out of those feelings of overwhelm, panic, fear, sometimes that kind of thing. And I'm doing all of this because it's what I needed myself. I went through quite a stressful sort of youth. I don't know if you want me to tell you a quick version of my life story.
Yeah, we have time.
We do. You did say we've got time. So I'll start from where it started. I was born and bred in London, which is the capital city of England, which is busy in itself. So I grew up at quite a fast pace, and I was used to that hustle and bustle of life. And my first job when I left school at 16 was to be an apprentice chef in a massive hotel in the centre of London. And there I learned not only how to cook, but I learned how to work hard. I learned how to just get on with the job and do what was needed to do. So I was very good at just people pleasing, I think we call it, don't we, doing what was necessary. And I also, it was a 24/7 lifestyle. So I was very busy and young and loving it. So when I'd learned how to cook, when I'd done my apprenticeship, I then thought I knew it all. I was 19 and I thought I knew everything. So I started my own business, catering. And again, that was very, very busy, very full on. And I was doing that myself. So I was doing everything. And there was a social life included in that too, because it was all business and everything. So I didn't look after me. I didn't think I needed to at the time. From that, I went into sales. I was tempted to the commission, to be honest, the money side of it. This was in the sort of late 80s, early 90s. And again, sales is an industry where you learn to adapt to people and you do what they want, really, and hitting sales targets and everything was something that I did. I've got to say, I did it well. I worked for big companies like Coca-Cola and Haagen-Dazs. It was in the days when sugar wasn't a dirty word, so they were good companies to work for. But I learned a lot, and as I say, it was busy, you know, it was full on, and I didn't know how to look after myself. I didn't know how to say no. I didn't have any boundaries, but I thought I was having the time of my life. It was brilliant. I didn't realize that I was getting addicted to the adrenaline. I didn't realize that actually I needed to look after myself. I needed to sleep. I needed to do these things that you don't think you need to. And as I say, I was enjoying every moment of it, but my mind and my body was actually telling a different story. But I wasn't listening. I was not listening at all. And I think that's quite common, isn't it? We just keep going. We keep plowing forward. As I say, I was the eternal people pleaser. I also was one of those people that thought, I'm the only one that can do things right, so I've got to do it all. And again, probably you can relate to that. We all have moments when we feel like that, don't we? So I was doing it all. But as I say, my mind and body wasn't doing very well. I was suffering exhaustion. I was just keeping going. I was turning to the wrong kinds of foods, to alcohol, I've got to be honest, to try and liven myself up. Also to try and relax myself. I thought that would cure everything. Of course, it didn't. And I wasn't, as I say, didn't have a clue about how to care for myself. I didn't really want to be honest. So I did seek help of a counsellor at that point because, as I say, my mind was getting a bit puzzled, and I thought I need to talk this through. I didn't really engage that well, so it didn't help me at that time very much, but I was starting to realize I need to do something, but I really didn't know who to ask for help when I didn't know what to do, so I just kept going. My hormones by this point had joined in the fun, they were doing all sorts of things. And I was diagnosed with a hormone imbalance, which led to infertility. So I had a massive change of career. I decided that I wanted to surround myself with children. So I decided to be a nursery school teacher. So I thought, that's gonna be great. I can work part-time, I moved from London to the coast. I actually now live by the sea, which is beautiful. So I had started to slow down, but not enough. I still wasn't looking after me as much as I needed to. So as I say, teaching is, if you know anything about the teaching profession, every member of staff is stretched to their limits. And I was the same, and all of my old habits and patterns were in full force. I was saying yes to everything, I was doing everything for everybody. And not looking after myself again. And I got to the point of that burnout again, that total exhaustion. And I decided, very long and hard decision, to leave the teaching profession because I thought it's the only thing I can do. I had started, as I say, to slow down a little bit. I'd started to do things like Tai Chi and meditation and mindfulness and yoga, and realised that these things, this kind of energy work, really does help me. I started to learn Reiki, which was brilliant. That's deeply relaxing, I found, and that was wonderful. And tapping, you're familiar with EFT, emotional freedom technique? I was doing that as well, which was good for releasing things. So I'd started on this kind of experimental with alternative therapies, which was working for me. But as I say, I left the teaching profession with no job to go to, which was terrifying. Got to be honest, it was quite a big thing to do. But looking back, it was exactly what I needed. It gave me the space that I needed to look at myself and actually deal with my issues. So I had a lot of help from a lot of different therapists, and I'm very grateful for that. And out of that came, I decided I wanted to share everything that I'd learnt, everything that was helping me. And out of that came my business. So really, really grateful that I had that opportunity. And also that I'd been through everything I'd been through, because every little bit of it has helped me do what I do now. So that is the joy of it. That's my passion, actually helping others the way that I was helped. And I developed what I call the Karma Self Method, which is a combination of everything that helped me. And I just love helping other people with it.
Yeah, I can totally feel your energy as calm, because I can definitely feel others. So usually I can tell if people are anxious or, you know, but I can feel that you have a calm energy.
Oh, and lovely.
So it's wonderful, because you bring that calm with you to your clients then when you meet them and then you work with them, you are the calm in the storm, if you will. So you're already bringing that energy there, and that's really cool. It's really interesting, you know, listening to your story, which is told very well, by the way. You can definitely tell that you have reflected back and looked at your life and how it all played out and the choices that you made. And because it's interesting that you went from, you know, the corporate, the sales job, and that whole, you know, stressful environment, and then you ended up going into still a teaching job, and then that was it still kind of kept it going, right? It's like you thought, well, that's going to be a place where you can be more peaceful and where it's not going to be so stressful, and you know, but it really wasn't yet until you had to like claim yourself even more. Like you had to always look at your values and what's important to you.
That is the key, I think. It actually started, this is what I teach people now, how to tune into themselves, how to listen. Because everything I teach starts, first of all, with taking you out of that place of stress, out of that place of being frantic, like you say, overwhelmed. You know, that's what people are suffering with mostly at the moment. So until we can step out of that, and that's what I do, I help people, I guide and assist people in different ways of actually stepping out of that, even if it's only for a moment, but it gives you that space. And like you say, my story says exactly, I learned that. I always say I learned the hard way, so you don't have to, but I did learn. It took me a long time to learn. And this is part of what I teach now, you know, how we can step away through breathing techniques mostly, but very simple. Everything I teach now is quick and simple, because it needs to be, doesn't it? And people can actually then apply these methods in their day-to-day life and just give themselves, I always say, every change, and I call what I do transformation through relaxation, so it is change. Every change starts with a pause. So it's that little moment, and it is quite often just a breath, to actually give you that moment to choose how you react to things, to choose what you do, choose how you want to live your life.
Yeah, I love that. And I also love the background, your background. It already speaks very relaxing, you know, it's very inviting, the colors. And
I love the colors, yes.
it's an orange. It's like the sacral chakra.
Exactly, you've hit it. Yes, the sacral chakra. Yes, I'm in my happy place. So.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Now, do you work just with women, or do you also work with men?
I work with anyone, actually. I've got to be honest, the majority of people that come to me are women, but I do, you know, reach out to men. I do get quite a lot of women that refer their husbands to me, their partners. So the men do get involved in that way quite often. But it is mostly women that come to me, and I'd like to sort of change that a little bit, reach out to more men, because we all need help. And because I've got the teaching background as well, I work with quite a lot of children. I work with any age group. And if I had my way, what I do would be on the curriculum. I think it's a life skill, isn't it? Learning how to relax, how to calm a little bit. So I would, you know, I love working with the younger ages as well, because it's so important.
Yeah, so I actually see that you could, you know, develop this into an online course now, that you can put this online into an online course where people can take some of the modules. And then one of the things I found out about courses, online courses, is there's a statistic out there that says that most people don't complete the courses that they purchase.
I'm guilty of that.
Which is not a good thing, right?
I know. How do we change that?
Yeah. And so I've been looking at that, and I thought about it, and I thought, what's missing is the accountability piece. So it's missing. So basically it's like, you know, when people purchase a course and they take a course, then it's like, you know, there's nobody there to watch and make sure that you got it done.
Yes.
Yeah. And really, when we're learning new things, we're already feeling like, do I have it right? Am I learning it right? You're like in this uncertainty. And if you had some sort of an accountability thing set up into the course, that's, I think, how to change it. But I totally see you creating an online course for children and for men and women, parents, people, that that they can take this relaxation piece and bring it into their everyday life.
Really,
it's the relaxation piece is so important that really people don't realize, you know, they don't realize, because in order for you to be able to receive healing, the abundance of the universe, all the wonderful states of peace and calm, you have to be in that vibration. Otherwise, you're going to miss it. Is that not right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We have to be open to it. We have to stop and listen, don't we? We have to be welcomed in, because we miss it otherwise, don't we? It's there for us, and we miss it so much. And I'm guilty of that. I did that for so long, you know, and now I have learnt, you know, to welcome in, like you say, the abundance, and just give myself time. And I factor it in my day-to-day life now. I've created what I like to call that perfect life-work balance. I have time for me. I make time for me. It's very important. And a lot of that time is in silence. It is in stillness and peace. And that's when the magic happens, isn't it? That's when the opportunities arise, because they're there anyway. But when we're really busy, we're missing everything, aren't we? We're missing the joy. We're missing the peace.
Yeah, we're missing.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
we're missing it. And you know, there's so much. You said it earlier, is that you help everyone by first taking that pause.
Yeah,
and it's in that stillness. It's in that stillness where that's actually the place to have an open space, to have that pause and be still and be quiet and be calm. And now more than ever, we need to be, you know, in that peaceful, calm state. So
we do.
I think the work that you're doing is magnificent. Now, I'm curious as to, when is your birthday?
Oh, I'm a Leo. I'm right in the middle of July. Oh. Is there a clue? There's a clue behind me. There's a lion.
Oh, I did see that. And yeah, that kind of makes sense with the whole orange and the passion and all of that.
I think it does. I'm a bit cliched, aren't I?
But I thought, you know, the whole Libra, I thought you had maybe possibly a Libra, because you had mentioned the people pleaser, and, you know, Libras have definitely sacrificed themselves for others in order to keep the peace, in order to, and so, but who knows? You know, I bet this is affecting a lot of people, no matter what their astrological sign.
Yeah, so I think so. There's a bit of everything, isn't there? So yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So where can the audience check you out and learn more about you and, you know, follow you on Facebook or on your social media?
Yes, on Facebook, I am simply Karma Self. And I think you've got that written somewhere, haven't you? So people can see how to spell it. Yep. So my Facebook page has quite a lot of little meditations on there that people can try for different little aspects, because the Karma Self method adapts to so many different needs and reasons. So there's a lot on there. So I would welcome anyone to have a look there, try some of the little meditations. It gives you a taste of what it is. Also, I have a website, which is karmaself.co.uk. So there's quite a lot of information on there as well. And I am on LinkedIn as well, under Nadine Award-winning Changemaker, because I make changes. So that's how you find me on there. But Facebook is probably the best place, because as I say, there's a lot of information on there and I keep that current, and those little meditations, a lot of people like to dip in and try them. So
yeah, now on the Facebook, because some people might be driving in the car
and
they're listening to this.
Would you like me to spell it?
Good.
Karma Self is C-A-L-M-E-R, and Self is S-E-L-F. So it's just Karma Self.
And that's at Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. That's an easy one. That's probably the easiest place.
And you've got the meditations there. Is that usually how people find you? Is that how clients find you?
Yes, most of the time they dip. I've got to be honest, a lot of people watch and look, and they like to get to know you, don't they? And they take a bit of time to watch what I'm doing on there. I'm quite active on there. So they get to know me, I think, through that. And then that's quite often. I had one lady a little while back, actually. It had taken her 3 years to actually get in touch with me, but she'd been watching what I was doing and she felt she knew me. So that's okay. You know, it's fine if people take time, but that's a good way to dip in. Obviously, I'm happy to chat to anyone, you know, in any shape or form, on the phone or on Facebook message, but if it is just, you know, want to look on there and get the feel of what I do, then that's a good place to start.
Yeah, it does take a while, you know, for people to trust the practitioner, trust the person.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important. You know, I'm speaking to those consultants now that are out there, that are growing their brand, that are building their brand, the business consultants, the entrepreneurs, and that are sharing their message. It's important that you continuously come out and share your message and what it is that you're talking about, where your audience can see you and where you can learn, where they can trust you. And, you know, I have this spiritual meetup group for women. By the way, if you want to join us, we meet on the second Saturday of every month, and that's tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And it's on my website at corneliastephanie.com, where you can get the Zoom link. But basically, I was told by, you know, people that have joined that, I've seen it. I had to look at it like 7 times before and it was like a free event, right? I had to look at it like 7 times before I finally made the decision to come. And so this is a good thing to know that, you know, that people, you know, especially if they're looking at investing money in you, they're looking at, you know, hiring you for services or for coming for a workshop or a retreat, that they need to see that more than once or twice in order to make a decision.
Yeah.
Right. And the more visible you are, the better. So are you and I friends on Facebook? Did we?
Yes. Yes, I've connected with you. Yes. Yeah. I've been looking at all your stuff with interest. So that's why I'm so pleased to be here speaking, because like you say, it's getting what I do out to more people, which is so valuable, I feel. So I'm very glad to be here. Yes, we have connected. So I'll be watching what you do, and I will definitely join in with more, which would be great.
Oh, good. Yeah. And it's definitely, it's wonderful to meet you. And I love the peace and the calm, because now more than ever, we need representation of that. So I'll be guiding people over to your Facebook page so they can check out those meditations that you have, Nadine.
Thank you so much
for coming on today and sharing your message. And you're in the UK, and it's 8 o'clock in the evening over there.
Yeah, it is.
And what are you going to do for the rest of the evening?
Well, do you know, when I finished here, I'm going to do, I don't know, have you got one more coming on, or is this it now?
This is it now for this particular show, but I'm getting ready to go do another.
That's right, you've got another one. So I might just get myself something to drink and then carry on watching you and see what else you're doing. It'd be lovely, actually.
Awesome. Yeah, check us out. We've got two shows. One, changing the conversation from money to vision. That's from for 30 minutes. And then another one with brand new host, superstar, that is going to be talking about how to, you know, live an empowered life through choice. And that's Diane McRae. So
sounds perfect.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Nadine. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Everybody, thank you for listening and tuning in. As always, I send you so much peace, love, and liberty. And we'll see you again next time on the Stories of Hope. And stay tuned for the next show. See you. Thanks, Nadine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.